Step 3, create a vacuum. Once you have recognized that you've been triggered and positioned yourself in the observer perch, you are now ready to dissolve what it is that has been triggered. You do not need to know anything, I stress anything, about what the undigested hook is. You simply need to respect this fact, that something from your past, likely a conglomerate of interrelated or similar experiences, has been mobilized by the harmonic resonance wake-up call of the trigger in you now. This is all you need to know. This is all you need to know. The brilliance of your intelligent system, when you learn to cooperate with it rather than interfere with it, it will miraculously do the rest for you. Here is how you continue in your immaculate cooperation with the source of all of life. This is what I did. Here now are, my friends, the sacred four steps, steps 3 through 6. These are the precise four same steps that enable you to midwife your small self again out of hell, yes, out of time, and into the light. This it is your birth, as I have birthed myself. I, Ariel, have two ways of describing this. If, as you explore what I write and speak here, and as you become proficient in liberating yourself by emptying out your past, you do find with great joy and glee, as I'm sure you will, that you are able now to describe how it is that you do this, please do tell me. For we will have a variety of ways that we can now describe approaches to this great bliss. For the more descriptions that we do have, the easier it is now for all remaining time for others to find their way home. Once I realize that I've been triggered, and I confirm that I am in my observer position, and this sounds something like, oh, I've been triggered. A neutral expression, a simple recognition of what is, I then do this. Energetically, it is as if I step back to the outer periphery of my own skin. I'm describing something shamanic here. I make space, lots of it, inside of myself. I make room for the birth. Understanding this from the vantage of physics, I'm creating a vacuum inside of myself to literally suck out what has been mobilized within me, defossilized within me, by the resonance of the trigger. This vacuum is what does the work, not me. I simply midwife it. I simply set up the instruments so the physics can perform the birth. A simpler way to describe, I anticipate that you might prefer the simple, of how to do step 3 is this. Do whatever it takes to not put the lid back on. Practically, this means beginning to recognize how you historically have numbed yourself out whenever you were triggered. And quite simply, cease doing this now. Suspend completely, or at least diminish, how you numbed yourself out from the experience of being triggered. For instance, if you historically have self-medicated by drinking to distract yourself, drink less, numb less. If you have shopped to self-medicate, that is, to distract yourself, shop less, and so on. Simply said, do whatever it takes to not put the lid back on. I symbolically demonstrate this by sitting on my hands and miming the buttoning of my lips until the birth is complete, until the draining subsides. More on this in a moment's time. And as you yourself do succeed to not put your lid back on again, or equally successfully as a major stepping stone to this, you put your lid back on less. A magical thing, it begins to happen. That which was stored, fossilized, heavily weighing down within you for who knows how long, it is now free, free to dissolve. It is free, literally free, to evaporate from your energy field. You see, your physical system, it is designed with multiple methods for to purge out foreign toxins, that is, unwanted energies or outdated entities. These include sweating, burping, sneezing, yawning, coughing, spitting, peeing, pooing, farting, belching, vomiting, and any other methods of purging that may come into your mind. Your non-physical system, it is likewise expert in dissolving and evaporating unwanted and outdated energy from your system, when it is allowed to, by you. That is, when you do not interfere in the sacred process of your liberation. Quiz. What part of you might interfere? Not the part, oh, surely, that understands. Understands the great mastery of what is taking place, that is, your soul. Rather, might it be the lonely part that perceives only part? the lonely part that does not yet perceive its full, bright, immaculate vantage of opportunity. And thus it withholds green light option, it deters, it does not allow, something that it does not yet recognize, that is, your ego. And so now, let us respond to this vital question. What does step three feel like? Will it hurt? Will I experience anything unpleasant? Will I recall disturbing memories? Will it in any way haunt me? Do these resemble your questions? My answer is this: no, absolutely not. If you are like 99.9% of all people, you will not notice anything of the content of what is being released. It may feel to you like purging ever so slightly, if you feel anything at all, that is. Most people actually feel nothing other than an increasingly glowing sense of the incredible lightness of being. This is a growing kinesthetic and emotional tasting, a delicate ecstasy, like the freshness after a storm, yet without the storm. The only potential for you experiencing anything akin to a storm is in the moments between being triggered and noticing that you are being triggered. Once you are safely in the observer's house, in the observer's position, you are in the co-driver's seat. You are in motion. You are en route to full relief. This will require tremendous focus and dedication. It will not hurt. It will not hurt at all. To the contrary, it is the end of hurt. What it will do is this. It will release potent hidden pressures like ancient gases long ago locked inside of you. It will be the end of hurt. The keys to being a brilliant midwife in this process are, number one, as soon as you recognize that you have been or you are in the process of being triggered, be gentle with yourself. Number two, eliminate from your schedule absolutely everything that is not utterly vital. For this, the great gift of being triggered, it is the most important activity that you could possibly engage in. It is a gift, because you yourself can never set it up. You can never say, at 5 p.m. today, I am going to be triggered, and then have it happen right on cue. Triggers are intricate orchestrations. They require someone or something willing to catalyze you. Like a perfectly timed enzyme provoking digestion, they require being jump-started in a way that will precisely resonate with what is next in queue. To be released from inside of you, they are absolutely masterful. It is like flatulence, gas bubbles in your digestive tract moving upward in a queue. The perfect trigger, magically, it is set up for you. There is absolutely nothing you can or need to do to set it into motion other than be you. We will reveal what this means in step five, give thanks to the trigger. What is more is this, healing windows. The time frame between when a trigger is activated to the precise moment when the healing window does close. This is finite. Always, no matter whether you do recognize, you do seize this ephemeral opportunity in the moment, carpe diem, or you don't. After a God-defined period of time, this opportunity for healing, it does subside. It always does. Why? To test this point, reflect until you begin to remember a time when you experienced being triggered in the past. Is this trigger still active now? The memory of it, this alone can be reactivated by you, yet the actual trigger, is it still alive and actively available to you in this precise moment to proactively co-create with, to liberate yourself into freedom? This healing window, which every trigger opportunity is, it is always finite. Why? Because your ego, it needs to update its files at frequent intervals whenever it experiences change. It needs to recollate its new who you are now, the evidence, the perceptions that make up its truth about who it believes you are. And as it updates this, it does then present to you a current self-identity, a current sense of self. This is an essential way, your precious ego, it keeps you oriented in space and time. And so this healing window, once it is open, it will naturally close. While it is open, I implore you this, shift your attitude, shift your demeanor to becoming gentle with yourself. This is a natural act of respect. As well, consider this. If a woman went into labor suddenly without notice, would you expect her to function fully as her norm? That is, focusing her attention on what she would typically focus it upon? Or would you encourage her to fully be present with the experience she is having, the sacred delivery of herself as her child? Consider yourself, regardless of gender, as if when you are triggered, you are in labor. Do this, intend this each and every time, as soon as you recognize that you have been triggered. This simple shift in your attention, it will affect everything necessary for a successful birth.